9:46, time to get legit.
Let's do it.
Welcome to Tower Dive's first annual split LCS Fantasy Draft. We have special guests other than myself and Pan the Man. We've got High Guy.
I'm not special.
You're special. We've got Wally. We've got Nip. And neither of them are here. We're starting a draft, and if they draft someone from Elements, then they can go fuck themselves. Let's get this bitch underway!
I want to send the Facebook message out.
I like it.
There we go.
I was like, you sent that to me.
I was in the group.
I like it. Pat's here, and one last poke. Starting! Okay. It's time to start this draft. It's okay, dude. We've done much worse. I don't know. I haven't started it yet. Starting. Are you sure you want to start the draft? This draft happens in real time. Make sure all your members are logged in. Otherwise, the system will auto pick. Yep. I said. I'm dropping the middle finger on the stream. Let's go. And you start the draft.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, here we go. Who's got first pick?
I do!
Oh, Pan the Man with the first pick.
Who do I pick? Oh, balls.
Oh, you're gonna pick balls?
Yes.
You got 45 seconds, so. Here we go. I mean, you've got your choice right here.
I know. This is so hard.
Incarnation is in play.
I know he is.
You're not gonna pick again for like 10 turns.
You're gonna get back to back picks, Nip.
Yeah.
Oh look, because
it's gotta be Turtle or Reckless, right?
I would definitely go with N-rated first pick.
Definitely N-rated.
I would like no question about it. Adrian follows our Twitter, so I mean, you know, pander to the audience, draft Adrian first.
Is Adrian watching?
Genja first pick.
Genja first pick? First pick Genja? Here we go.
I think you should pick Leviathan.
There we go.
Who'd you go with? Wow. Wow, you did take my advice. Bold pick. I love it. I like it. I think this is twice in a row he's been first pick. I think that's a great pick.
I was last pick. Last split.
You were second pick last split. Because you picked Piglet second. Yeah.
I thought it was like last.
You weren't.
I didn't get any good picks.
That's because you're an abnormally bad picker. Just to break this one down, I'm gonna Mel Kiper this one. If you listen to the episode where we gave our fantasy advice, I said sneaky good pick would be to reach early for a Reckless, and Pan the Man here has reached incredibly early, picking him first.
What? No.
I like it. No, it's good. I think it's a good pick. I like it. I think it's a very good pick. Star's gonna get Hooney.
He's gonna get Turtle.
Oh no, Turtle. That's right. I can't believe they've Incarnation as the like the second best.
Pretty far down the list, isn't he?
Yeah, he's at 34.
That's because it's based on estimated points.
And because he's a top laner. So, here we go. Who else is going to take my advice? As the computer drafted Wild Turtle. Not a terrible pick. A little early for two. It seems a bit of a reach. Two ADCs off the board. I can't give you any tips.
No, you can't.
I can't.
I'm gonna make a terrible choice. You ready? It's gonna be awful.
I can't wait. You're picking Bjergsen.
Yep.
That's not a terrible pick. That's like,
horrible.
Yeah. Whoa, man. That's such a bad pick. Why would you pick the best mid laner in NA?
Definitely not gonna get points.
No way. He's totally gonna have no kills all season long.
Gonna get nothing. Why haven't you picked it?
Right.
How do you?
Why? Oh God, that was
you
a.
You know what? High's probably gonna get.
Whoa. That's a bold pick, because I was about to pick him.
I was thinking about picking him.
I was about to pick him. You dick, you just fucked up my whole shit.
Yeah.
Because now,
consistent, man.
Now I have to do something. I have to do something I don't want to do.
Here comes Bjergsen.
Nope.
Oh, Forgiven. That's not bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't want to get stuck with Forgiven.
Yeah, because he was only the most consistent player for like 3-4 weeks in a row. I don't like him either. He's a greasy weirdo. Fuck.
I didn't pick him last time on principle, and I regretted that decision.
Oh, you're Nip's up. Big pick here. Big pick. If he's smart, he goes Bjergsen. If he's ballsy, he's gonna go.
I think Bebevin might be better than Bjergsen.
Nah.
You don't even realize I picked the Queens already.
Did you pick? Oh, you picked Hooney first.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize that. Wow. That. So did I. That did. I was like, bam, Hooney, done. First.
Position that has the least amount of people that compete are competitive.
Well, I just didn't want to lose out on a good ADC because two of them are gone already.
Yeah, I feel like ADCs in the mid lane are going to go so fast.
Yeah, so
double. Plus, you want to get your guys to be near your point scores. Although Hooney did probably keep me in the league as more than anybody else did on my team.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's a lot of good ADCs.
Mm-hmm. I have to say, this is going to be my one big tip. The guy who picks double lift runs into a weird situation if Stixie gets playing time.
I know.
That's a scary.
That or something.
That's a scary, weird situation.
So my next two picks.
Double lift or pro builder.
I'm gonna pick high and then retro.
Wow! I love it. I fucking love it.
Heels.
Lust boy. Wow. Look. So Pat, you're just picking my team.
Yeah, pretty much. Just picking your team.
And then you pick my team.
I have one player.
So.
Did you have Forgiven?
Star is gonna get incarnation if nobody picks him up, which may not be a big deal to anyone.
Star has got some wild turtle and incarnation.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Terrible team.
He's untested, but he's looking really strong in solo queue and really strong in scrims on the little videos they're releasing. But we'll see.
Will he handle the pressure of the stage?
That's a good question. Mm-hmm. He's been on stage before, right? He's a previous pro.
Oh yeah.
He's not? I thought he was pro.
Are you ready for it?
He got hard banned.
Are you ready?
I know what it's gonna be.
So boom, boom.
I know what it's gonna be.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Yep. I knew it.
I
knew it.
I had to pick him. Come on. It's not even a question. Sex Peke? Get at me.
Me and Bob,
I almost went Pyrex and X Peke, but then I figured I shouldn't just grab two mids back to back.
Yeah, unless you're gonna search other
people. Motherfucking sex Peke, get at me.
Can't believe you, you and I are definitely thinking along the same lines here.
I was gonna get
that's
that
because you're following the advice I gave. But come on, I mean, X Peke, yeah, his numbers are low there, but I think he's gonna be big. I think Origin's gonna be really fucking good this year.
Yeah.
I think they're gonna be scary good. Like, they're gonna be, like, Fnatic last split good.
Power of Evil.
Mm-hmm.
Do you roll the dice on Piglet this time?
Me? No.
No, not you. I mean, in general.
No. I don't think Liquid's there to support him. I have to see how Liquid plays.
I don't know. In the playoffs, they were, like, protect the Piglet strat. And Piglet looked really good at times.
Actually, no, they didn't. They played one Protect the Piglet strat.
And they won.
And they lost. No, they lost.
But he played really well.
He played well.
That's all that matters.
Yeah, here comes the incarnation.
Yep. I like Star's. I like Star's team. I'll be honest with you.
So yeah. I'm nervous about this Reckless pick. I like it a lot.
It did. It blew up in mine.
That's what
you can't do any worse than I did.
Right.
Oh. Oh.
Oh, Forbiven. Yeah. Smart pick. Oh, you double up?
I think so.
But I didn't pick.
Oh, that's right, because you were first. That's right.
He's so consistent.
Nah, it's a solid pick. Especially adding Reckless to the mix is only going to make him a stronger player.
Yeah.
Because he's either going to be able to carry harder or not. I mean, the only thing that can happen is Reckless steals from some of his kills. Yeah. I don't think it'll make him a worse player. I mean, it may affect his numbers a little bit, but not significantly. I don't think it's going to hurt him that much in fantasy. Because I don't think Reckless is going to have double the numbers that Steelback did.
No.
So I think, I think if anything, it protects him more because it puts a legitimately, a legitimately mechanical threat in the mix.
Oh god, I have 2 points. Shit. I've got two picks.
And now you have Piglet again.
God damn it.
Yay.
I forgot it was still my turn.
Yay, the filibuster strat worked. I kept Ryan busy and he didn't realize
it. Another AD carry.
The filibuster strat worked.
Oh.
There you go. Another fantasy LCS tip. If you talk to the players you're drafting with and make them forget about their pick, they'll draft people they don't want to draft.
Son of a bitch.
Oh, that's... I had Apollo at the end of the season. Dude was fucking baller.
I would have preferred Apollo to Piglet.
But what happens now if Piglet, like, goes big for you?
I don't know. I'll hold on to him. Anyway, an AD carry's a flex isn't bad.
No.
I could have picked worse.
I feel like the minute for your second pick was forever, by the way.
I just forgot.
Because it just picked, it's like boom, boom, and it just rolls, man.
I was looking at players, too. It's not like I was doing other stuff. I was
you were fucking jacking it. Super jerk!
I'm gonna pick something risky.
So you're gonna pick, the odd one?
That's it. That's what I'm picking, odd one. Well, Dyrus kind of fucked me last.
Don't pick Dyrus. Let me give you a real piece of tip here.
Don't pick Dyrus.
Don't pick Dyrus. Not now. It's your third pick.
This is risky. But
it can't be any more risky than Pat going second pick support. I mean, it's a great support. So, okay, that's very risky.
Yeah.
Okay, that was that's a ballsy pick.
Because he gets very emotional. And he could totally tilt and be crappy.
Bob is up.
Yep, he is. Now remember, when you guys are looking for Edward, he's Gosu Pepper, not Edward.
Maybe changed his name.
That's what he used to be. Just changed it back.
That was before they became M5. Though they were using Gosu Pepper.
Thing is, though, I picked Soaz because
Yellowstar.
I'm a lot like Soaz.
Yeah, that was me trying to screw Ryan because I'm taking away his handcuff. Because what you want to do is you want to handcuff supports and ADCs together, and a strong ADC you want to kind of remove the tether from, you know, of the support from them. So if
Yellowstar is a really strong support anyway,
I agree. I'm putting
even if I didn't, have Reckless.
But I'm saying I'm putting. Well, you had him last split, but I'm saying but having him with Reckless makes him much stronger. Betsy, I like it. Gutsy pick. He put up decent numbers in the short time he was there. I like it.
With a stronger bot lane, hopefully.
Mm-hmm. With a stronger team in general.
Gets a jungler up.
Yeah.
God, I have so many rounds to go before I get a pick again.
That's what I was feeling. I kept like, oh, I'm gonna pick this one.
Yeah, but you go back to back.
I know.
Nip's going. Now let's see. Let's look at Nip's team and guess what he's gonna pick. He's got an...
Can I look at Nip's team?
Yeah, just go to draft history and click the team. He's got Niels and Bjergsen. If I were Nip, I can tell you who I would draft, and I'm not going to say it. So let's see how close I am.
Did you, like, message, like, Ryan, just so we won't believe you otherwise?
Yes! I mouthed it in stream. I mouthed it in stream. I said jungle. We're going rain over. I knew it. Fuck yeah. I'm so good at this game. And by this game, I mean fantasy. No, I knew he was going to jungler there. Because it made sense.
Oh.
That's a good pick, though. It's a solid pick.
There's a lot of good junglers left, though.
Yeah. Although I can tell you right now, Diamond scares me a little bit.
Yeah. Kekka scares me too, and so does Meteos. I had Meteos for a couple weeks, and he just didn't put up points.
Your stealth, two good picks. I'm gonna give you. I'm actually gonna throw out a tip here. They're both marked low statistically, but move and amazing are both gonna be stealth good picks for jungle.
I think so.
Yeah.
I kind of figured. I thought about amazing, but yeah, I feel like amazing. I haven't seen.
Move is gonna be really fucking good. He's gonna be like Rush. That's just throwing it out there.
Kez.
No, not Trashy or Kez.
Zingy or Cloudwind.
Not a Zingy. Cloudwind, no. He's not going to be Cloudwind.
God, a Zingy's so weird looking.
What you going to do there, Bob? You should just pick those stealth picks you were mentioning.
They're stealth. You don't reach for them. Everyone knows that. They're stealth for a reason. You don't pick them first like going reckless first. When I say reach for somebody, I don't mean pick them first.
That's a reach.
That's a big reach.
No, that's what I expected.
Why do you always outpick me, Bob? Every single fucking time.
Because I know what's going on. I got my cheat sheets, man.
Beating me for one turn every fucking time. I was like, damn it, he's gonna pick Rush. He's gonna pick Rush. Don't pick Rush. Don't pick Rush. Oh, fuck. Oh, Jesus. I don't hate Jesus.
That's okay. He's not watching this stream.
You don't know that, man.
He has
Jesus, take the wheel.
Jesus, take the wheel. See, I went good with Rush because I feel like now he's gotten the jitters out and he started to look really good towards the end of the season. And I think he's going to put up big numbers because I think Impulse is really poised to make a run for the top three spots in America.
Yeah, I would agree with that, which is why I'm frustrated. I'm just eating a block of cheese right now.
I like it.
Oh, Sarah's getting Santorin.
Because Bob's okay. Doing this to me, Bob's.
I forced you to eat cheese.
The star's gonna get double lift.
Is he?
Yes, well, he's picked.
Dirty. Yeah, no,
then
he's
gonna get Joey Joe.
Okay, he's gonna get the next one. Next.
You guys should pick Santorin, though. Or is that suggested for me?
Mm-hmm.
Suggested for you.
How do you see suggested?
Do you already have two ADCs?
Yes.
Yeah. That's why, because it's gonna skip all the ADCs.
I have okay. A shitty team.
And do you have two mids? I don't know. Oh no, it's because you have your flex. Your second ADC is already put in your flex position, isn't he?
Yeah.
That's why. So it's going for your starting roster to fill up.
I suck at this.
I'm sorry.
Like I have to think of backups.
Yeah, that's fantasy sports, man.
I know. I should have think of like 1, 2, and 3. I'm just thinking number one, like what I want. And
let's see.
Yeah, so he did
Impact, solid pick. I was thinking about going him.
My dogs are fighting.
You're back to back. Remember, dude.
Yeah, I know. I know. I remember this time.
Ooh. I didn't realize that Nip picked the team. I didn't even see that. I didn't see Pat pick Yarnin either. What the hell am I watching? Buddy Foof, where do all these people go? When did all these people get picked? Oh, see? That's advice right there. I like it. Good man.
Yeah. It was between that and between Amazing. I mean, those were the two picks for Jungle.
I just think that his dogs are barking.
I think his dogs are barking too.
Does that mean his feet hurt?
The problem with Meteos is if they go 1-1, Meteos has one game with 0 points. Like if they lose a game.
Well, Star's picking double lift here.
He's
picking lift.
No, he's gonna get lift. No.
ADC. He has two ADCs already.
Oh.
It's gonna pick his next starting position. It's gonna be TSM.
Port to team.
Wow.
Oh, he picked a team.
TSM.
It fills up your starting.
That's not a bad pick, though.
It's not a bad pick.
Tell you, computer always wins.
It does okay.
He has one.
Kikis.
Come on, that's like the best jungler that was left.
Robert, he has a dribble.
Yeah, no, I know.
Oh.
I think I'm only proud of two of my picks.
Who picked up Fnatic?
Nip did. Alright, now this next pick I'm going on, because I expect a lot.
You're gonna pick what I want, aren't you?
I know what it's gonna be.
He's gonna pick what I want.
Gonna be team Origin.
No, it's not.
Not gonna be Origin.
Not Origin.
Iffy.
No, I'm changing it. Last second switch. Last second switch. We're calling an audible.
Ooh. You fucker!
I called an audible at the last second.
Freeze is volatile though. Freeze is super feast or famine.
Yes, but his Feast scored 93 points last season in one game.
I know.
He totally picked.
I pulled an audible at the last second. And it's going to work out for me because I'm still going to get the pick I wanted. Oh. You got to love the audibles.
I'm just picking people, whoever looks most cornered.
I like the fact that I pulled the audible because I wanted Freeze and I wanted to screw somebody, and I'm really glad it was Pat.
I'm glad it wasn't me again.
Well, I've done it enough to you. You're sitting on an ice pack at this point. H2K. Solid pick. Solid pick.
Pick X-Packy away from me.
Vizichachi, solid pick as well.
Not bad.
I shouldn't have picked Sneaky first.
You doubling up, remember.
But Sneaky is definitely the best AD carry in North America.
Yeah, he's at least the most consistent.
If you pick what I think you're going to pick, I know what it's going to be.
Who's picking?
Who, me?
Nip. Yeah, Nip's picking. I sent you a message.
Well, why does your name
that would
L
make sense.
It?
I could see that.
It depends where his head's at. That's if... No, wow. Surprised me. Surprised me. Close surprised me, though. And I can tell you, I think,
mediocre.
Slightly better than mediocre.
Ryan, you know why he made that pick?
Why?
Because he thinks he can get him in a later round.
You think so?
100%. 100%.
Yeah, I suppose so.
I guarantee that's his thought process. I've got you figured out.
What? I just picked the best players, and I don't understand the strategy.
I don't know who was just picked. Candy Panda! Okay.
Dude, I got last place.
This is why you guys invite me, because you know you can beat me all the time.
You
Dude,
beat
me. I got last place, Lesson. You beat me.
Okay.
Are you ready for this?
No.
Are you ready for this?
I'm
following my own advice. It's Reach!
Yeah.
Ooh.
That's not bad. I had okay success with Cali Trolls last season.
I think teammate.
ADC though. Who's their ADC right now? They changed
Nien
ADCs.
It's Nien. They only don't have him for 1 week. He'll be in.
Nien might be a little overrated.
Pat, nice pick up.
Not honestly, not in America.
Did anyone pick up Nien? Because he's definitely not on the list for AD carry.
Because he's not playing in week one.
Playing the first week.
If he's not even listed.
Yeah, you won't be able to pick him.
Who's gonna pick up Keith McBrief?
He's not even a sub yet.
My boy.
They didn't submit the roster in time, so he won't be.
Who's picking Hotshot GG?
Yeah.
Hui doesn't even have a picture.
I'll pick him after I pick Reggie.
What I'm surprised is that Froggen's still sitting.
I'm not surprised.
That team is such a disaster, and they changed everything.
They don't work.
I'd pick Poe Belter before I pick Froggen.
Oh my god, wow.
Froggen is just consistent.
Yeah, Froggen.
Yeah, consistency is not going to win you games. You need someone that's going to score big points. 28 points isn't going to win you a game. I need somebody who's going to score 43.
Yeah, but that was his lowest score, and that was only for 1 week.
Yeah,
that was a completely different team around him, though. Yeah, that's a completely different team around him. Now he's got Dexter in the jungle. They've got JWoww in top lane. Their bottom lane is fucking disaster area. I'm not sold on Tabs, and I'm not sold on a support. I don't know. They had a better team last split, and they sucked. I don't think they're going to do better this time.
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't been impressed with that control this split. But, I don't know.
Origin got picked up.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, Jeff picked them.
The team.
It makes me feel good that people are frustrated at things. It makes me think I know what I'm doing.
Hey, Star!
Star, get the fuck in here.
We're gonna do this, although I think it might not be great.
Cloud Nine.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Star Picked Froggen.
Nice.
By the way, see? That's done.
I have TSM, kill me.
He should have just let the computer finish his picks.
You came in and you started picking last time.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
No, I did not. I was going to, and then I was like, you know what? The computer's done well so far, and I didn't touch the draft at all.
I don't know. I don't know about your moves. They're suspect.
Okay, alternates.
Who the fuck is Emperor?
Emperor's a new guy. He's supposed to be really good.
There's no good ADCs left except these people I've never heard of.
Would you like me to give you a stealth awesome pick?
Okay, sure. What?
Pick Core JJ.
Oh yeah, Core JJ.
Not even joking. Pick Core JJ.
He's good to play matchups too.
Really? Because I would have picked Otter.
Really? Otter doesn't impress me. I feel like Core JJ has a higher ceiling. I think Otter might be more consistent, but I think
team better than Dignitas.
Than Torn. Oh my god, I hate life.
Well, he hates TSM.
Yeah,
you also have Turtle, yeah.
I think Santorin's not a terrible because he's gonna come back. He's got something to prove after what happened in MSI, and he's gonna practice.
Their whole team has something to prove. The problem is what you're running into is a situation where. Are they going to play over their heads and do stupid things? That's the fear.
Did I pop up in the third beer yet?
Yes.
I didn't finish the second.
Oh, then no.
Ryan, pick Whirlib.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with Whirlibee.
For those just tuning in, that guy is trying to finish a six before the draft is over.
Yay!
Oh god. You got three more rounds, buddy.
Right? Double it up. We gotta go double fisting now. You gotta start going man mode.
That's what she said. Double fisting. Damn it, I'm late.
Ugh.
That's what she said.
Oh, no. No one ever said that. That's not really a reach. At 41, you think amazing is a reach for a team that's probably going to finish... I could say for a team that's probably going to finish top three in Europe, I wouldn't say that that's a big reach when they have their lanes are an awesome ADC with a strong support and an amazing mid laner.
And a crybaby top laner.
There's a jungler I would want to pick, but I don't want to...
The Soaz pick was a bit... The Soaz pick was a bit of a stretch. Oh, he's too emotional.
He is.
Went moo. See, I would have pegged you. I would have pegged you to pick Kasing.
I thought about it.
I had you picking Kasing.
That was my debate.
No, you might have done smart with that. The only issue that I have with that is that CLG just scares me as a team.
That was my debate.
because they're like. You know, they're volatile like a fucking water balloon filled with nitroglycerin. I like Altec pick. I almost picked him. I hovered over his name.
Suggested.
Shall we shall?
I chugged the second one. The third one's up.
Oh god, don't throw up.
No, throw up, but tape it.
Anything for views.
Right?
Now we're going shock value.
We're shock jocks now, man.
Apparently the mascot...
I'm Captain Hooks. He's Pan the Man. Get fucked.
Goatsy.
I drank that one.
Medios.
I don't know.
Whoa, what the fuck is going on? I'm dropping frames like crazy here.
Somebody picked move, right? You did. Who was the other stealth? I can't remember.
I'll be right back 1 second. I'm trying to find out why the hell I'm dropping about 1,000 frames a second here.
Good one.
Pardon me. I gotta keep it classic. You know what?
See, the problem with that is, what if they sub him out?
It's a risk you gotta take, I guess.
Yeah.
Then I just gotta pick the other guy, too.
Yeah, play both of them.
Midweek. Unless they change it, I don't know. But I'm fairly certain you can't solve it midweek each game.
They won't, because he's gonna be fucking awesome.
Whose pick is it?
Stars.
Oh.
He's
gonna pick more TSM. Who's left?
I'm dropping so many frames right now.
I think the only person
is the recording
left
still gonna be alright?
I think the recording will be fine. Because it's not part of the stream. I just think the stream is probably... Oh, there it goes. The stream's...
I went for the high scorers and the two low scoring positions where, like, no one behind them usually scores high. Other than, like, Impact and some others.
Yeah, traditionally. I just want to let everybody know, I did not pick my first alt. I picked my second alt before my first.
What was Ed rated?
I didn't know you could do that, but I did it.
Don't know. Is that Alex Yeesh playing the first week?
Who is?
Who?
Alex Yeesh.
Who the hell is Trashy?
Alex Yeesh is on Misfits, buddy.
He's a sub for a teammate.
He's not playing.
He's not playing.
He's just their sub. Ever. Yeah.
Oh my god.
He's literally there for the visa.
What kind of silly ass question was that?
I thought he was subbing in for teammate.
He is subbing for teammate. That doesn't mean he's gonna play.
Well, this week? I've never heard that, but.
No, he's not subbing for them. As in, he's not gonna play. Nip did a while ago.
Good job. I don't have double lift, so it doesn't matter. I'm just curious.
Yeah.
The only risk I'll take with CLG.
Do you have double lift?
Monster. Solid top.
I don't know why all of a sudden I dropped so many frames. It's weird.
I really feel like Aframu is still good, but I feel like double lift is falling off.
I'm starting to pick Quas.
You're going to pick Slushy.
Quas is his boy.
I should pick Quas just to screw with him.
Quas is his boy. I'm surprised you passed that.
I think Lulix is gonna about.
Lulix.
Or even I will dominate still there, isn't he?
Yep. Yeah, I'm still.
What's Star doing,
dude?
He wasted so many picks on
that
CSM.
Boy. That I will dominate boy. He fucking screwed me.
He went
back to
bet SK.
Not in your first game. He picked awesome and then he sucked.
Yeah, he got like 70 points. Then every other game, he just got 2 points. Like
that's why Team Liquid I think is still off most other than the fault fake Piglet pick.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
every game Piglet was not in, I will dominate.
For cheese,
gave me like 40 fucking points, like
every game that Piglet was in, he gave me 0 points.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Every
I'm
game
not super
that was
happy
in
about
gave
the Piglet
me
pick.
0 points from I will dominate because I will dominate can't work with him or something. I don't know.
And Bob picked balls.
Yes, he did.
Balls.
I feel like the change in mid lane is going to fix a lot of their issues that they had last year. Because I think they were babysitting.
Balls did not impress me, though.
No, he played terrible. But I think the fact that they have Incarnation now is going to free up a lot of stuff in mid lane. And it's going to...
It's untested. Fuck, man.
Listen, he's an alternative. He's an alternate player. So I'm not incredibly concerned about what he's going to do because... He's going to be one of the first people I drop when I need a new person, but I'm just saying, he's there.
It's not Dyrus, so you know what? It's.
I think the game wouldn't allow me to pick Dyrus. I'm pretty sure if I attempted to pick him, it would error out and crash my fucking browser. Wait a minute, you can't pick him. All you do is hate on him. Ugh, I don't like that pick at all. I don't like that pick at all. I don't like the I don't like the Diamond Prox pick at all.
I thought about picking up Otomame.
Otomame, I don't hate. The Diamond Prox pick I really don't like. Ooh, Ryan, you get Mr. Irrelevant.
I get Mr. Irrelevant?
You get to pick Mr. Irrelevant. It's the last person picked in the draft.
Oh, fun.
You gotta remember, I already have a mid, second ADC, and do you really think I'm gonna sub out Huni?
You're only allowed to have two ADCs.
Yeah. So I only can choose a jungler and a support.
I don't know next, but I have a feeling Bob's gonna pick him first.
Missing.
Because I haven't paid attention to what roles was picked. How many,
The tension.
How many ADCs do you
two.
Have? How many mid laners you got, Bob?
One. Sex Peke.
How many top laners you got,
Bob? You can look through
the
draft history.
You can look through each team and see what they have. You go to draft history, you can choose a team. Lemon Nation. Ugh, Pat's last two picks, I thumbs down wholeheartedly.
Isn't he, like, gonna be a coach and, like...
I don't like them. I think those are ugly picks.
I would have went with the risk of Mithy. I was thinking about that.
I was thinking about that too.
Mithy or ex-Mithy?
Mithy, the support for Origin? Support.
Yeah.
That could work.
The sub, I don't really think about that the first week.
Now, here's my big question that I have.
Go ahead. Take him. I know you want him staring right at him. I want him first, but
Airwalks.
I know you're taking him.
Yeah, I had Airwalks at the end of the season.
Airwalks is his boy.
Airwax!
Mm-hmm. Throws up the points.
Oh, that's not who I thought you were going
to... I started Airwax.
I'm not picking Airwax.
Oh, yeah. Sorin.
Sorin's my other boy. My other boy.
His other boy.
To be honest, I don't...
Sorin and Freeze.
I'm not... Super... Well, he's an alt. I'll give you that.
Sorin and Freeze. The thing about Sorin is his good games are stupid. His bad games suck, though. Wow, we're dropping a lot of frames.
I think he's the best player on CLG.
Who is? Zion Spartan?
Zion Spartan.
Of course Star took Quas. I think he took Quas in the second round last split.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, but he wasn't here, remember?
No, I know, but
I was
He picked up too many TSMs to pick Quas.
I think his team this year, really this season is better than his last split's team.
Let's do...
Got Turtle, Incarnation.
Are you picking right now? TSM. Oh, Mr. Irrelevant. Who do you need? Hold on, let me look at your team.
Pickle Litter.
It all depends on this pick, man. If you don't pick right, you're going to get 6 points.
I will dominate.
Draft complete.
Who did you go with? I didn't see. Oh, Cloud9.
Dumb.
All right, can I trade already? I don't like my team.
Yep, start trading.
Let the off-season begin.
Play Nip. Hey, I'm already winning.
What's your estimate?
I play Jeff week you one. And I'm already winning. I have...
My low priority
against the team that I wanted to pick.
Yeah, that's how I roll, son.
The son of a bitch. Hey, you want to trade any of those picks for my not almost as good picks?
No.
So they have your team highlighted in gold when you look in the head-to-head?
It does? Oh, in the bars? It does. That's new.
But when you hover over it, the other teams is the head, like the header bar.
Cool. I'm pretty happy with this so far. I'm not super stoked about the Piglet special, but...
the disaster that was!
Oops.
That was funny. Oops. I like that. So let's get a little team reflection here. We're gonna get a little team reflection.
Yeah.
Let's
I feel pretty good about my
We're gonna team. Go we're gonna go down we're gonna go down the list. Pat, how do you feel about your team? Give me a quick summary of Krugnut.
I got the best top laner of the draft.
The early Huni pick.
Yes.
Yes.
The early Huni pick. You also have a guy playing for your jungler is wearing a TSM jacket. Just want to point that one out.
Synergize with Lustful.
Not a good look for him. Not a good look for him.
And he plays Giants Gaming week one. Come on, man.
That's true. He does play Giants. He does have Giants H2K week one. It's a good look for him.
Unicorns and SK.
Okay.
All depends on how adapts to coming back.
Okay. I like it. Let's jump. Nip, how do you feel about your team? Give me a quick Reader's Digest summary of Team Apple Kill.
Yo, we good.
I like it. It's all we need. It's all we need.
Much more abbreviated.
That was as that's what we call poetry, son. That's slam poetry right there. Please, the high guy all-star is full tilt. Go on. Hook me up. I like it. Verbose. I love it. I love words.
I'm glad I picked Team Origin for my team.
Mm-hmm.
So, as I'm worried about, I got two Unicorns of Love of Kikis and Power of Evil. So
you have the two ones that I had.
Yeah. And I got Bunny Fufu, which I think is the best in the EU.
Except he plays in NA.
Right.
He's the best support in EU. That's difficult because he doesn't even play there.
Okay, other than Lusp, he's the best support in NA.
I do have to say your team is better than last year.
I do like your team, and I tell you this. Your dark horse is Corey JJ, I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm.
That was you'll be in week nine you'll say to me, you know what, Bump? That was a dope pick, thank you. My good friend Pan the Miggity Man. Lay it on me. What do you got for me?
Pretty happy with it. It's better than last season.
I like your team. I like your team. I hate Xspecial.
I hate Xspecial. Yeah.
I'm being blatant.
I think you're right, and having the two together is better than having just a random support.
No, I agree. I think that helps you. The handcuff.
Look at who they're playing.
Yeah, Liquid has a pretty good. Liquid has a pretty good.
Yeah, no, your handcuff is solid. You've got a pretty good look here. I don't hate your team.
And I think the move pick's gonna pay dividends.
Your move pick. That's the gutsiest pick you've got. That's a sink or swim pick. I feel like he's gonna do really well though.
It's probably a good pick for week one though.
No, I like it.
As long as Reckless does well, I think I'll do well.
I hate the fact that you picked I Will Dominate because he's a greasy little jerk off.
I had to last pick someone.
No, I know. And
to pick the fat kid.
And to go and for my team, speaking of greasy jerk offs, I have forgiven. I'm expecting big things for him.
He washes his face now.
That's fantastic. He found water. Great. They turned the water on in Greece.
And
we're all very excited.
And
so. I think my biggest. I think my.
Did you?
What happened?
Greasy. Greasy.
Greasy.
Greasy. He's from Greece.
Yeah, and you like that?
Greek. Good.
I didn't get that until you just said thank you.
Come on, it's highbrow. I like my team a lot. I think I have a lot of points on the board. Calitrol scares me a little bit, but I have big expectations out of him because he's playing a position that NA is historically horrendous at. And I think the way he plays it is the way that it should be played, and I think he's much more of a carry than other top laners in other regions. So I think he's going to kind of bring that, you know, that Eastern style or West, Eastern style, Western, Eastern, we're Western. Yeah. They're Eastern.
Like a Korean style.
Yeah. Like, cause he's super, he's very aggressive at Eastern. Yeah. That's right. Cause we're the Western. I'm thinking cause we're on the East Coast. It threw me off for a minute.
can we take a pause here for a second?
Why?
You look at the recent ad drops. Star has changed his name to Autodraft Sucks Dick. has dropped TSM, dropped Santorin, dropped Frog.
Wow. Wait, didn't you pick Froggen?
I picked him. I had 5 seconds left.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize that.
Oh my god.
Autodraft Sucks Dick. You picked up X Smithy, Freddy. You picked up N Rated.
Well, Apollo's not bad. Apollo's better than Double Lift, probably.
Apollo at the end of the season, the last 3 weeks of the season, Apollo was the second highest scoring ADC in the world.
Then he can be on your team. I would
take him if I didn't have Freeze and Forgiven.
I gotta agree.
Neither of you can take him.
No, trust me. I would have picked him up.
No, you. I'm saying you can't. No one can have him. I already got him.
Oh, you already picked him up. See?
Everyone quick jumped on some quick trades.
Right.
You guys can take Candy Panda.
I was gonna say the Candy Panda. Yeah.
What? I'll take the Panda.
I liked it. You dropped Kissing to pick up Santorin.
We should just redo the whole.
Yeah, I'm okay with dropping Kissing for Santorin.
Right.
I'll be right back.
All right, I'm okay with redoing the whole thing.
I am not.
Redo.
Ruins the whole draft pretty much by dropping his whole entire team.
So, just to let you know, you heard it here first. He's gonna win the league.
He didn't trust the computer auto pick. I
mean, yeah, he trusted it, and then he distrusted it afterwards.
The pile for double lift, I don't think, agree with.
That's a mistake. What if double lift gets subbed out?
DSM for Team Liquid.
That scares me a little bit. The N-rated. Wait, did he draft N-rated, or did he just make a move for him?
Oh my god.
Oh my! I think Pat just died.
Pat, you dead?
I just saw something else out there.
What, did he drop TSM?
He's doing sneaky stuff without telling us.
Who the f*** you goddamn nip?
How is you guys refreshing so fast?
He has he has Santorin.
F5!
Yeah, I was gonna go for. I saw that he dropped him, and then I didn't see that you picked him up.
I was gonna say that's what we were talking. We were. Man, Pat, pay attention. I was talking about how Nip dropped Kazing for Santorin.
Yeah.
Pay attention.
Kazing. So if I ever need to switch out my support, I'm sure Kazing will still be available for me.
Although Ryan's team is the number one team right now in terms of points for this week.
What up?
I am now beating Star for week one.
All right.
Am I losing my week one? Because I hope I always lose.
You're playing me, so yes. In terms of points, you are.
I'm only 4 points. I think that's not.
This is a big. I tell you what, week one. Week one's a big week because you've got fake TSM fans Reckless against Apple Kills Niels. It's old Reckless versus new Reckless.
Right.
Old Reckless v new Reckless.
I went risky on the 80 carry pick.
I like it. That's gutsy. It's a gutsy move. No guts, no glory.
I like how auto draft sucks. Has nothing but white and blue. It's very uniform. It's very smooth.
He dropped everything for SK and Liquid.
Goddamn right! I'm not fucking Kyle's shit. Jesus fucking Christ!
You
had
a
good time. People that they had. Look at this.
Yeah.
Hold on a second. Let's see. Abishard. Holy shit!
Abishard was like the highest.
Apollo, not good enough for my team. They gave me fucking TSM.
Yeah, Diaz is like the highest scoring team in North America.
They're by far the best team in America. You drop them.
Dan Torn, by far the worst jungler in human history. I don't know why. That was a bad call by me. That was a panic
history.
One.
My bad.
Wait, which one was the panic move?
Grabbing a fake Smithy for Dan Torn.
Not a great move. Not the strongest move you've made.
Hey, at least you have Wild Turtle.
Hold on.
Yeah, I'm barely okay with Turtle.
He was your first pick. You had second pick overall.
Yo, if you want Piglet over Turtle, I will trade you right now.
Dude, where's trade?
Of course he does.
Set it up.
Yo, you want to get rid of X Special? He'll take X Special too.
I'm suddenly not feeling bad about my sneak
Who's
pick.
Your support?
What?
Who's your support?
He is N-rated. He is N-rated. You don't want N-rated.
Oh, no. I'll keep
give you Turtle and N-rated, or your whatever.
I don't really want N-rated.
Team Liquid.
Pick N-rated!
I'll take Turtle for X Special for sure, though. Or, I'm sorry.
I was like, what? That's a terrible trait.
Turtle for Piglet.
I'll take Turtle for X Special. Yeah, I'd take that, too.
I'll give you any of the garbage jumps or things I dropped as well. I'll give you first dibs.
They've already been picked up.
They've already been picked up.
The trash. The trash you dropped is gone. He's not. Why would he trade
for Incarnation?
No.
That's a dumb. That's a dumb.
Dumb for Incarnation.
That's a dumb move. Please don't do that. Please don't do that.
Anything Liquid for Incarnation.
I will give you. No, I won't.
That's a terrible. Star, let me give you some sage-like advice. Don't trade Incarnation.
I'm not going to trade Incarnation.
Okay.
Yeah. What Star's roster is looking for here is anything Liquid, Tech or Poe Belter, and
Skarn. Isn't Poe Belter available still? You could just pick up Poe Belter.
I created the trade.
You already created it?
Yeah.
It says you don't have anything trades.
I have it. One pending trade.
Nip was completely right, but he missed one person. Oh, there it is. Except.
I don't know who the last person is, but I got most of them.
You guys,
oh,
you guys, Nuke Duck is available.
Oh, shit.
nice. Nuke Duck. Nuke Duck. Lumberg Fuckter.
Alright, Freddy.
I do not mind that trade.
Alright, I think I need a new jungler.
X-Mithy's not
better than fucking Santorin.
He's better than me.
He's not better than Santorin. You could pick up Dexter. Dexter's available. Fucking Uter. Mm. Please, Mr. Stimson, stop shaking me. My belly is full of chocolates. Pick up St. Vicious, you know, the jungler for gravity.
The dick. Because he's not playing.
I know, he's not even a player. He's retired.
Yeah.
He's listed still as the jungler for gravity. It's amazing. All in all, I have to say, I think the draft went fairly well, unless you're Stars team, in which case he traded all of his players.
Dude, my players are fucking dog shit.
Hey, guys.
I got...
Yes.
Turtle second overall.
That's a good pick. I mean, statistically, the Wild Turtle pick is a good pick.
Statistically, I don't fucking want him on my team.
Well, that's not a statistical thing. That's a preferential thing.
The statistical, I don't give a fuck about. Cabo Shard.
He's gonna be good.
Beam solo mid. I don't care.
Beam solo mid.
Who is this team solo mid? Willie Hayes, Ricky Vaughn? I never heard of any of these guys.
I do like that Frog is not on the team now.
Well, he was on your team last year. You can have him if you want him.
You might have just went from last place to first place with your two, like, 50.80 carries.
Me?
Yep.
I went from a 43.80 carry to a 45. Oh, you mean this year?
Yeah. Saying this season.
I'm hoping. As long as they show up.
So for those keeping track, I'm on beer 4.
I'm going to go on a run, and then I'm going to join you.
Okie dokie.
Now, the real question is, do I trade Expecial for Kasing?
Well, you no longer have the handcuff, so...
Yeah, I know.
There's...
And no one's going to give Lustboy up.
No.
I think the team...
I think Pat picked him third overall, or second.
I picked Lustboy second.
That was his second pick.
That's the one.
That's a ballsy... Yeah, dude, that's like...
I think I keep Expecial, just because of the matchup.
I would keep him...
Don't worry, Kasing, halfway through the season, when your support starts falling out, he'll be there, getting like 40 points a week.
Because they will keep letting him have Morgana.
Pretty much. That's the way it works. Things like the fallback support.
I thought they got rid of Woolite. I thought Rocket dropped Woolite.
Nope. Still available. I don't think... Did anyone take Unicorns of Love, like, any members?
Yeah. Jeff has Kickass and Power of Evil.
Oh, I got the ones.
Yeah, and...
Unicorns of Love bottom lane, though, is so low scoring.
Well, that's why I didn't pick them.
Although Hillisang is actually a really good support.
During the playoffs, Hillisang would have been, like...
Or not Hillisang. It is Hillisang, right? He's the support.
Yeah.
But...
Did in that final against Fnatic.
Vardags is very unimpressive at times.
Sure, I'll give you that.
That's my issue with Vardags. Vardags scores some points sometimes, but other games he's invisible. Yeah.
Yep. That's
why. Chachi, Kickass, and Power of Evil.
Yep.
Their bottom lane just kind of tags along and then ends up getting kills because their half is doing well.
If they swapped them out, they would kill Koreans.
If they swapped who out?
The bottom.
For what?
For other players on other teams.
For Steelback.
Yeah, there you go.
The thing is that Vardags and Hillisang fit the way that the Unicorns of Love play.
Right.
I don't necessarily know if putting Steelback on their team fits the way that they play because Steelback is not hyper aggressive or like super bizarre. Yeah, but Vardags fits how he plays because you get a weird.
Why he'd work really well with how like aggressive their front line is.
But look what happened when they put all these good players from Elements together, and then, you know...
Yeah, but no, but I'm not talking about the quality of player. I'm talking about how it fits with the team's chemistry, because this team is weird. Like, Kickass plays weird junglers, and Power of Evil plays weird. The thing about... Okay, I'm going to equate this to a different sport. My thing with the Unicorns of Love is they're like baseball right now. They're a team that has really strong pitching and not good hitting. They're going to beat teams like 6-2. Like, they're not going to be in those games that, like, oh, man, somebody went, like, 11-4 and fucking 7, you know? They're not going to have those games because they don't have those players. They play a style where they're going to beat you real, real fast in a game that, like, they won 3-1, or they're going to fucking lose a game that lasts 57 minutes. Like,
that's
when
what
they
steal back for, because he's the player that goes 14-1.
But no, but he goes 14. But he goes 14-1 in a team that has two legitimate powerhouse carries. The thing that Unicorns of Love doesn't have is two powerhouse carries. They don't have anybody that's a heavy hitter.
They don't. But their style, Power their front line, their front line is so strong with Vizichachi, Kickass, and then Power of Evil backing them up that, like, Steelback's cleanup style would have just fit really well with it.
I don't know. I disagree. I don't know if he would have fit with them as well as your.
Put it to the test.
We play a game together, guys. I don't know. I just feel like that their style of play is bizarre. I think it's the best way to put it. They're not.
It catches a lot of people off guard.
Well, because they play a lot of those, like, ridiculous off meta picks. I mean, I don't know if they're either geniuses or they're fucking retarded. I don't know which one it is yet, because some weeks you look at them play and it's like, wow, they're fucking smarter than everybody out there. And in other weeks you watch them play the exact same comp and get fucking dumpstered and you're like, wow, these guys have never played this game before. I'm pretty sure they just have faces on dice and that's who they're picking their champions.
I'm pretty sure my...
You're just like, what are you doing? Sure, let's play an Arum game.
Thanks for jumping in there and making something happen on the street.
It was definitely an interesting experience for all. I hope you guys had fun. We did, except for Star, whose team was drafted and he hated.
Garbage fire sale.
Thank you for tuning in to this live stream of the first annual we might make maybe next split by annual. I could mean, you know, in a couple of
annual?
Well, actually, that would be next year, I guess, is when the next split is after this split, but it doesn't matter. To the annual biannual East Coast Servers Fantasy Draft. Yeah, so we'll probably have something that resembles a podcast that uses this up. Today or tomorrow, I don't know. Actually, probably tomorrow, because I'm not going to get this today, because this is just entirely too much nonsense. Thanks for watching. We're Tower Dive. This wasn't better than our Richard Lewis interview, but it was better than our first episode. So we'll see you on the Rift. Take it easy.